From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. While many people are clamoring to get a coronavirus vaccine, some are choosing not to get it right now. Vaccine hesitancy appears to be happening more within the Black community and among Black healthcare workers. Shalina Chetlani with the Gulf States Newsroom talked with Black women in the healthcare field about what's guiding their choices.
Mary Williams is a strong believer in taking charge of her own health. In fact, the 50-year-old nurse from Clinton, Mississippi, hosts a podcast about it.
But one of my why is because of my mom and all.
Williams' mom had a heart attack when she was in her 60s. In a recent podcast episode, Williams talked about how her mom's white doctors didn't take the time to explain to her how to get better before she left the hospital.
Then they sent her home with some papers. Yep. So information is not enough. Sometimes you need people to walk things out with you.
There are many examples throughout history of Black patients being mistreated in the medical system. But Williams has been a nurse for over 20 years and says the examples she's seen firsthand are a bigger factor in her mistrust.
And I know what the behind the scenes look like. I know what the systemic racism is in healthcare.
So when it comes to coronavirus, Williams says she has no plans to get a vaccine. She wants to see more data first.
Right now, I just don't have the trust that I would feel comfortable getting it.
But this is somewhat of an emergency.
Gwendolyn Lyle, a nurse in Terry, Mississippi, said she was also hesitant. But she did her research and was reassured by prominent scientists who say the vaccine's safe and essential for stopping the spread.
We're at a point where we are going to have to trust somebody right now.
She prayed and then she got the vaccine. Coronavirus vaccine hesitancy is a national issue among healthcare workers. In a national survey of 2,500 healthcare workers in January, 15% of respondents decided not to get the vaccine. But among Black healthcare workers, 35% declined the shot. Dr. Fatima Stanford is a public health researcher at Harvard. She says a person's comfort in medicine is often tied to how they are treated in healthcare settings.
You would think that being in the healthcare system would allow our voices to be heard, but I've often found that, you know, I'm just another person with Black skin.
Stanford says trust can be built, but that depends on the messaging. For a study over the summer, Stanford and other doctors recorded messages about coronavirus precautions and sent them to more than 14,000 Black and Latino adults. Stanford said straightforward messages stuck with people more. So for vaccine messaging, she also suggests keeping it simple.
Not going into, and the doses should be this, and we're storing this at this temperature. It's like resonating for why it matters right now. You probably have some friends and family that have died. How do we help avoid that situation for you?
The study also found that Black participants seem to trust Black doctors more than doctors of other races.
The problem is that only 5% of doctors in the United States are Black. It's a lot of work put on a very small group of people.
But some Black healthcare professionals are stepping up.
I am Sonia Fuqua. I'm a registered nurse. And I know vaccines are safe.
That's a PSA that Fuqua recorded after she became one of the first five people in Mississippi to get vaccinated. Fuqua was thrilled to be a role model, not just for the Black community, but also for Black nurses. And when she shared her experience online, many people reached out to her.
Several people responded and said, because I saw you, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Of course, she says, outreach isn't going to convince everyone.
It's not going to turn on a dime, but what works is working. You just need to continuously do it.
As for Mary Williams, the nurse who's not planning on getting a coronavirus vaccine, she says she'll become more trustworthy of the medical system if the attention on helping the Black community continues beyond the pandemic. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chetlani.
This story was produced as part of a regional collaboration with public media stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.